What must it be like to live in a place which the most powerful politician in the world is threatening to annex? That is the situation facing people in Greenland, as Donald Trump continues to say he wants the island and will take whatever steps necessary to get it. Well, RT's deputy foreign editor Edmund Heafy is in the capital Nuuk this morning. Edmund, we'll hear from locals in a moment because you've been speaking to many of them over the past number of days. The wider geopolitics first. Germany's foreign minister is in Washington today to talk about Greenland and the wider Arctic. What is he proposing?
Yes, Audrey, Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul is meeting US Secretary of State Marco Rubio today, and he's expected to propose a joint NATO mission in the Arctic. There seems to be growing momentum around this from the Europeans. Belgium's Defence Minister last night publicly called for a NATO operation in the region, saying it would show strength and unity. And if you read between the lines, the British government has essentially confirmed these discussions are happening. Now the Europeans are framing this as addressing Donald Trump's security concerns. He said last night on Air Force One that the country's defence amounted to just two sled dogs, and he keeps claiming that Russian and Chinese ships are operating near Greenland. Now, vessel tracking data shows these ships are actually thousands of kilometres away, they're nowhere near Greenland. So again, we have to read between the lines here and about why the Europeans are actually proposing this. And this NATO mission would involve putting their troops in the Arctic. So you'd have to ask, are they doing that in the hopes that it would deter potential US military action on Greenland, Audrey?
Edmund, you've been getting a sense there of Greenlanders' fears and feelings and thoughts on all of this. Are there people there who are so afraid of a potential US invasion that they're actually considering leaving Greenland?
I have, yes, Audrey, and there are. I've spoken with one woman, her name is Tilly Matinusen, and she's a former member of Greenland's parliament who served from 2018 to 2021. She's particularly proud during the COVID-19 pandemic. She was actually late to our interview because she'd been having a conversation with her boyfriend, discussing whether they should take his son, her stepson, and move the family to Denmark. And she got quite emotional talking about it.
For the first time since Donald Trump has been in office, first time and second time, we're worried. Very. Yeah, we're thinking they're going to invade us in the coming week. Is that what we're looking at? And do like a blitz invasion like he did in Venezuela so nobody can see it. And of course, they know we don't have any military, so there's probably even no need to shoot, right? We were discussing, should we take my stepson and the old lady that I know and the few family members that we have here and move them to Denmark just in case. I don't find it premature, actually, but I'm considering if I would leave. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm almost crying. I don't want to leave.
She doesn't want to leave, but are there many like her, Edmund, who are thinking of leaving?
Yeah, Audrey, I've had several conversations with Greenlanders who are absolutely having that discussion about whether they should leave. But I suppose Greenlanders are incredibly reserved. They're a very tight-knit, closed community. And I think they're kind of hoping that if they ignore this whole situation, it'll simply go away. They're simply not used to conflict. It's not in their DNA. And Ms. Matinusen explained to me that Inuit culture has always valued peace above everything else. And she said that peaceful tradition is still deeply ingrained in their culture. They have no military at all, which makes this whole situation feel particularly absurd to them.
The thing to understand about the Inuit in Greenland is, number one, the one thing that they value more than anything throughout history is peace. We couldn't spare our lives in the old, like, tribal days because, of course, we had conflicts, but we had to solve them peacefully. It's still so ingrained in our soul. Under World War II, we didn't really see any conflict because we were so remote and we were protected by Denmark and America, which is why it's so absurd that we're in this situation now, right? My grandmother used to come with Wrigley's gum from the American soldiers because that was sort of exotic and America was a hero to us, right? Greenlandic politicians tend to be a little bit naive because they have always been able to shout at Denmark. They have always been protected by America. And they can't fathom that the world is changing. We have seen Putin invade Ukraine. Nobody really did anything about that, right? I don't think that our political leaders quite understand just how big and bad the world actually is. I think that Donald Trump is crazy enough that he would put his special troops, the few that he, as a president, has the privilege to deploy without Congress. So I hope the rest of the world, including maybe Ireland, will try and tell the American people nobody wants it in Greenland. And please leave us alone. We're peaceful people.
Well, Tilly doesn't seem to have much faith in Greenland's political leaders. And then there's the whole tensions between Greenland and Denmark itself. So is it hard for them to have confidence that this can be sorted through political negotiation, Edmund?
Well, I think she's right to be concerned. Yes, Audrey, the Danish and Greenlandic foreign ministers are meeting the US Secretary of State as well this week. But the Greenlandic politicians seem quite confident they can handle this themselves. They've openly suggested they shouldn't be negotiating with Washington directly by bypassing Denmark. And it's hard not to get a sense that they don't really grasp that they're negotiating with a superpower led by a leader who has no patience for anyone getting in his way. I think they need to, all the help they can get from Denmark, they need to be on the same page. Instead, over the past week, both Greenland and Denmark seem to be increasingly at odds, Audrey.
Edmund, thank you very much indeed. That's RTE's Deputy Foreign Editor, Edmund Heafy, live from the Greenland capital, Nuuk. It's 8:56.